This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda. The projects span across various sectors including telecommunications, railways, higher education, healthcare, skill development, rural housing sectors, among others. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express between Odisha's Brahmapur and Udhna at Surat in Gujarat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said Odisha is moving speedily ahead through a double engine government.
हम देख रहे हैं ओडिशा डबल इंजन की रफ्तार से आगे बढ़ने लगा है. आज फिर एक बार ओडिशा के विकास के लिए, देश के विकास के लिए हजारों करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट का काम शुरू हुआ है. आज से बीएसएनएल का नया अवतार भी सामने आया है. बीएसएनएल की स्वदेशी 4G सर्विसेज लॉन्च हुई है.
He said that the central government has recently approved 2 semiconductor units in Odisha and plans to develop a semiconductor park, representing a significant step in advancing Odisha's industrial and technological growth. Mr. Modi stated that following the introduction of the Goods and Services Tax, GST, in 2017, the tax burden has been significantly reduced, easing the financial pressure on citizens. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Surat's Udhna Railway Station has been renovated under the Amrit Bharat Station scheme. The country is currently planning to renovate the world's largest railway station. All these stations have been developed with a vision for the next 50 years. New platforms with various modern facilities have been constructed at Udhna Railway Station. The Union Minister made these remarks after inspecting the Udhna Bullet Train Station in Surat. He added that the first section of the bullet train project will be launched from Surat to Bilimora. The Director General of Quality Assurance, DGQA, under the Minister of Defence, is celebrating its 69th Foundation Day today. This year, the organization has placed special emphasis on furthering the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Highlighting the organization's evolving role in the country's defense ecosystem, Director General DGQA N. Manoharan said, "Quality remains the bedrock of operational readiness and reliability." Recalling Operation Sindoor, he noted that the significance of DGQA's role became clear as product quality and reliability are critical to success. Mr. Manoharan added that when quality is assured, both performance and mission objectives are achieved seamlessly.
DGQA has been playing vital role in national security by ensuring quality assurance of defense stores being supplied to our armed forces. As premier government QA agency, DGQA has onerous responsibility of ensuring quality of wide range of defense equipment procured indigenously as well as imported by armed forces. DGQA also plays an important role in trials, testing and evaluation, proof of weapon and ammunition, and wide variety of defense stores.
India has charged Pakistan with glorifying terrorism and distorting facts about the India-Pakistan conflict. Exercising India's right to reply at the UN General Assembly after Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's address, First Secretary in India's permanent mission to the UN, Petal Gehlot, blamed Pakistan of being responsible for terrorist attacks on Indian soil. She emphasized on India's right to self-defense. The First Secretary said the Assembly witnessed absurd theatrics this morning from the Prime Minister of Pakistan, who once again glorified terrorism, which is central to the foreign policy. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Odisha, Maharashtra, North Interior Karnataka, Odisha and Telangana today. In Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka in the last clash of the Super 4 stage in Dubai after dramatic and intensive Super Over to reach the final of the tournament unbeaten. With the win, men in blue have extended the winning streak to 6 matches. Now India will face Pakistan in the summit clash in Dubai tomorrow at 8 p.m. IST. The 12th World Para Athletics Championships 2025 has begun at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.